Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I was anxiously awaiting the debut of Poop Cruise on Netflix, and last night it did debut. Do you remember, because I don't remember that when this was happening in live times, but they made it seem like it took over the news at the time. Now, I was alive during this, but I don't really remember it. Back in 2013, the Carnival cruise ship Triumph that went dead, completely dead, out in the Gulf of Mexico because there was a fire in the engine room.
I thought it was the Gulf of America.
Oh, sorry. Yes. At the time.
Okay.
Sort of like the Indians and the Guardians.
Yes.
At the time, the Gulf of Mexico. And because the fire ripped through the engine room and then just ate up all the, burned all the power lines, and the thing was just done.
Yes, I do remember that story.
Yeah. So I didn't remember it. I didn't realize how bad it got. I mean, and they were out there for days and days and days, over a week, and then the toilets weren't working because the toilets, of course, need electricity to flush in that type of situation, and they were handing red biohazard bags for the people to dupe in. And then there was, like, the toilets were filling up, the showers were filling up, and it was just gross everywhere. And then when the tugboats finally got to them and started pulling them, the boat angle of
listing
the boat turned.
It was listing.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Listing? I'm not a sailor.
You're a seaman.
I am. But listing, I've never even heard of that. I don't list, you know. I just go straight. I'm just perfectly trimmed.
Your
whole
boat
time.
Has never listed.
I mean, maybe occasionally. I don't know. Now that I just learned, I guess it has.
All right.
So when they started towing them, it's listing, and all the poop and pee slid down to, like, an area, and then people were just walking around in raw sewage. And they had to sleep out on the decks and pulled their mattresses out there because it was like 100 degrees inside the cabins.
Hey, could have been worse. The thing could have sunk.
That's such a you thing.
But I mean, you got to look for the silver lining.
But right, but it was still a pretty miserable experience for these people, and they're running out of food. And then someone had the genius idea, by the way. I got to put this microphone down from, you know, big intern there. Someone had the genius idea that, hey, these guys have been going through some tough stuff here. Let's give them free alcohol.
Oh, not good.
So they feed them free alcohol, and of course, everybody's going crazy. Fights are breaking out. People are peeing overboard, and it was just, and then they had to, like, shut it down because it got so unbelievably bad.
I'm sure if you were the captain, you'd try to do anything you can to just try to keep everybody at bay and keep them calm. But, man, you know, like I said, the good thing is at least it wasn't the Titanic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the poop cruise is one thing, and I do remember this and how horrible it was. The amazing thing to me is how long it took for somebody to go get them.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, you couldn't have sent out other ships. There aren't.
They did. So they said, so there was one ship that was in the area. This had to be really frustrating for them. It was like 6 or 7 days in. And one of the other Carnival cruise ships comes to bring them more supplies and water and food and stuff.
People couldn't jump off and go on the other boat.
But there was like a full, it was a full regular cruise, like people on their vacation. So they're like, they're doing like a conga line on the other ship, and these people are like waist deep in feces on the other boat. Like, dun, 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 you're feeling hot, hot, hot. And then these other people are like, oh, I'm covered in my own piss. Help! Yeah. So, and the problem was, nobody was thinking about where they were drifting.
I wonder if there's any of these companies, Norwegian Cruise Lines, or any of these cruise lines that have boats on standby just in case something like this happens, and has the ability to pull up next to another cruise liner and somehow connect so people could actually get from one boat to another.
The answer is no. So they actually addressed this, and the one of the women who was in charge said that it's not, you would think it would be that easy. It's really not. You got to deploy all the other boats off the thing, lower them. You got to fill people in them, get them over to the other boat, and then get them up there.
And you just got to hope for calm days.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And then, you know, then the weather started to turn with the towboat and everything else.
I didn't know this. I just figured all those cruises would dump their poop out in the ocean when they got halfway away, you know, when they got out there.
But the problem was they couldn't because there was no way to do it. Like, it wasn't just like
a bilge pump?
Bilge, yeah, I know that, yes. But yeah, it was just, there was nothing they could do. And then, this British woman who was like the person who had to deliver the messages, and she was trying so hard to like just be happy and keep people calm. So she was using the terms number one and number two. It's just like unbelievable just hearing this. If you need to go a number one, go in your shower. But if you need to do a number two, there's red biohazard bags that we are slipping under your cabin doors.
Just hang your butt over the edge.
No, because they didn't want people to do that. Because then, you know, they'd fall over and then they would be done. They'd be in the middle of the Gulf. That'd be the end of that.
I mean, try
duping on a railing of a cruise ship balance.
I wouldn't dupe at all.
Yeah, but people were saying it, but it ended up being over a week. There was this one guy, a little annoying, they were interviewing, but he's like, I'm not going to do it. I told him I'm not pooping in a red bag, and like I'm going to not poop until we get back to shore, and then there's like nothing you could do after a while.
But I mean, like, if you got to poop in a red bag, you got to poop in a red bag. That's all there is to it. Why be a jackass when, you know, they know that everything's broken, the whole thing is dead, the whole ship is dead.
Yeah, these people refuse, like, the pooping in a red bag is like the worst thing.
I'm not a cruise goer, so I wouldn't really care.
I know people like this, the cruise stuff, but like, yeah. I have to say that when the cruise was operating normally and everybody was having a good time, it looked to me as much of a nightmare as when they were covered in their own poop. It was like that many people dancing around in pools and hot tubs and strangers and the weirdness that goes on in these cruises. It looked like hell prior to the boat shutting down.
That would have been a hell of a... that's what they should make the next reality show out of. You know, stranded poop ship in the middle of the Adriatic.
Yeah. And just get a bunch of hot singles out there.
And get them all out there, put a camera on there, and let's go.
Yeah, there was this Russian member of the crew, this woman, and all she did was talk about how much sex she had during the poop cruise. Like, that was her whole point. She was like, I'm not going to say it. There's so many things I could do.
Really, how many partners did she have? Do you know? Or was it just one partner and they just...
No, it was several. She said it was several.
Multiple partners.
And she said when the alarm was going off, she was in some dude's cabin who had to run down near the engine room. I mean, she was just a... Yeah, I mean, she was proud of being, you know, the cruise whore. She was into that.
Oh, man.
She was definitely into that.
Wow.
Yeah, but I highly recommend it, I got to say. And there's an Indian chef who is the star of this thing.
Man, they got like this very international crew.
Yeah, that's what they say. They have like, you know, 1,200 crew members from all over the world. And
how many passengers?
There was like 3,000 to 4,000.
So could the crew members hold back the passengers if in fact there was a rebellion?
No, they could not have.
But there was really no rebellion most of the
time. When the people got off the poop cruise, they were like, the staff was unbelievable. Like, without the staff being as great as they were, we wouldn't have been able to make it. It was more so just a horrendous situation.
Did they all get free cruises after it was all over, said and done with?
So there's this guy who was a lawyer, obviously. He was sniffing around this thing while it was going on.
Sniffing is the right word.
Yeah, it was like, Zalman and Miner, personal poop cruise attorneys.
What's that smell?
Yeah. So it actually said on, because he tried to sue everybody, but it said on the ticket, we don't guarantee a safe...
That's right. They basically...
Or sanitary or anything on the ticket.
Yeah, because a lot of people do get sick on these ships.
Right, so he couldn't. So basically they got like a free cruise, $500. He was able to settle with a couple of his clients with some more money. And, you know, some people went back on cruises.
And you got to believe people that are on some, out of that, what'd you say, 3,000 people, 3,000 passengers?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Just about 3,000 passengers.
Might have been actually more than that, but like under four.
Right, so you know there are some people on there that are disabled or have some other, like if I were on there with Gunner, who has to have electricity and has to have his treatments and can't be in an unsanitary situation
nightmare.
Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and then to find out on the ticket that you can't sue or... That would be a little rough.
Yeah, it certainly was. And, you know, it was a PR disaster. They did, because that's a giant ship, so they couldn't just, like, blow that thing up. They had to, like, repurpose it, so they did. So I think it's called the Sunrise now. It's not the Triumph anymore. So if you're on the Carnival Sunrise, that was the poop cruise back in the day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.